It is 8:13 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing Above Average Radio. Mahalia with When You Are Ready on your playlist.
Yep.
Now, we promised you something very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
And also something exceptionally essential, especially for our generation, is a conversation about real estate in this country with Mr. Innocencio Verde, the managing director of the company that we're going to speak to right about now. Shekwan?
Absolutely. So we are having a conversation with him regarding, obviously, RTO, Housing Namibia, which is a private Namibian company that serves the function of administering the sales of land and probably on installment model. Mm. Basically, something that we've never really heard of for the most part, more commonly referred to as rent-to-own model. It's new to Namibia, I would say, and he's here to break this down for us. Good morning, Mr. Innocent. Wait, how do you pronounce your name?
Yeah, no, the name is Innocencio.
Innocencio Verde. Okay.
Verde, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Nice to meet you. How are you?
It's actually the only name that you can translate in whatever language you so wish, you know? It's
innocent, right?
Yeah, innocent, innocent green.
Innocent green.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, lovely. How's the morning?
No, the morning is perfect. Thank
all
you
right.
so much.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Welcome to well. Fresh FM. Have you been on Fresh FM before?
No. It's actually my first time here. Mm.
Did you bring us coffee?
Yeah, I brought coffee.
Are they croissants?
It's just outside.
Okay.
All right. So, I mean, we obviously have to talk about this initiative. We've seen a couple of billboards here and there. But, you know, sometimes you see something and then you unsee it.
Yeah.
So perhaps it's that's why we brought you in. That's why we have you on this platform, to speak to us and make us understand what's going on here.
Yeah.
Can you explain to us how a rent-to-own program works for those listeners who may be unfamiliar with the concept itself?
Yeah.
Okay. I think what is mostly important, I think the most important aspect of any project is basically to understand the background or the philosophy around it.
Mm.
So, as you are well aware, that Namibia faces a housing crisis.
Absolutely.
Okay, and in actual fact, the Center for Affordable Housing for Africa estimates that Namibia has a housing backlog of about 300,000 housing units in the entire country.
My goodness.
And to be specific, in Windhoek alone, you have a backlog of about 84,000 plus. Mm. You know, so there is a serious housing backlog. And now, what you need also to understand is that the country has been independent for over 33 years now, when it comes to the housing sort of solution in itself, we haven't had any separate or any alternative housing finance form, you know, to be able to come through and sort of address this particular shortfall that we have.
Mm.
Now, as young people, we went to school, the government pumped a lot of money in us to ensure that, you know, we become innovative, sort of to find solutions around the challenges that we have. So our team, we are part of the Ongos Valley team, and the RTO Housing is.
Okay.
So the RTO Housing Namibia is basically a subsidiary of the Ongos Valley.
Yeah.
So what we then thought is to say, look, why don't we create an alternative housing finance product that will be able to address sort of the anomalies that we have within the society.
Yeah.
And I can tell you for this, and I can tell you that the for instance, if I just give you some stats, the government labor force stands at about 108,000, okay, today. And government has got one of the best housing subsidies ever in the country, where they sort of subsidize a 66% of your monthly installment, and you as an employee only pay the 33%.
Yeah.
To break it down, assume your monthly installment is $5,000. Government pays on your behalf $3,300, and you as an employee only pay $1,700. Now, there is nothing. Actually, that is one of your sort of best solution that is second to none.
Yeah.
All right.
But it's limited to the 100,000 plus.
But it's limited to only the government employees.
Exactly.
But now, can I tell you this? Mm. Only 19% of government employees actually make use of that subsidy.
Do they not know about it? And I want to ask.
But do they not know about it?
Do they not know about it?
So, I think they know about it.
Yeah, but it's just the government's inability.
But there are a lot of intricacies that are involved into this thing.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So what is happening is that the government housing subsidy sort of begins from 220,000 to basically 792,000. Mm. Okay. Now, what you have seen is that over the years, we have seen suppliers or developers coming, bringing up products that are not within that price range.
Yes.
Jonathan. Yes. They're not in those price range. And many of the housing mortgages, as we know, begins basically from 1.5 going and above. Because there was no supply of housing products within these below 1.5
that
million.
Break it off,
So, and that is where the rent to own comes in.
Okay.
Or the Angus Valley in its entirety comes in, because our units begins from 320,000 to basically to whatever amount the client is. Because we are trying to address the issue of affordability. We are trying to address the issue of payments. We are trying to address the issue of credit. Because what happens is that if you are registered on ITC today, for one or the other reason, no financial institution will be able to help you.
Do
you understand?
Yeah.
So all these issues that we have in the amongst our own people, that sort of becomes it becomes interesting to solve. And this is why the rent-to-own is there. So the rent-to-own basically is your alternative housing finance for people who cannot qualify for your normal traditional home loan with a financial
institution, but is
able to do so within the next 5 years or so.
Now, even speaking on, you know, just being able to afford this, because, you know, we've had so many conversations about the repo rate and khutat. First, we didn't understand, but now we get it. So in a high repo rate environment, how does your company ensure that it's going to be affordable for people to actually afford, you know, going from renting a property to owning it eventually?
That's exactly the good question. But you need to understand, first of all, what is a repo rate? So the repo rate is basically that rate that commercial banks borrow money from the commercial from the central bank. Okay, to address the issues of around inadequacy of their cash flow and so forth and so on. Now, if I'm borrowing at this rate, how much do I lend it to you for? And so what we have seen with these high repo rates, I mean, the Bank of Namibia has been increasing these repo rates like almost every quarter now and then. And I think there is now a meeting on 14th of August where the Monetary Policy Committee needs to sit down to address the issue of the repo rate. And currently, as we speak, the repo rate stands at 7.75. Now, look, should they increase that repo rate, it means that the prime rate is going to be affected again.
Of course.
Now, the nicest part about the rent-to-own model is that our financing method is not linked to prime.
Yeah.
Okay? So it's not linked to prime. So how our institutional investors invest the money, they give us at a fixed rate, which is not linked to prime, neither the repo rate. Whatever the repo rate does,
It's on the outside.
Okay. So we are basically in the location.
Right.
trying to address our people as far as the interest rates are concerned. If I have to answer it in simple terms, is that we are really not affected with the repo rate, with the change in, and that's why I think it's a best opportune time for everyone to be able to take that decision to own a home.
We're talking rent to own on Namibia's Heart and Soul. It's 8:22. We will be back with the conversation. Stick around.
As more of the world links with Namibia.
Sitting on top of the world, it's the remake by Burna Boy. 8:26. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is where radio comes alive. We've got Mr. Inchencio Verde in the studio, the managing director and the man and the face behind Rent to Own. And we're just really having a very informative conversation here about something that we all struggle with, which is renting. Why, Shiri? Or just to get something
finding
of your own.
Proper housing.
Just to say it's mine. It's my own little sukasa.
That one.
It's the Ngawe residence.
Small.
But Inchencio, obviously we had a conversation about the repo rate earlier. We will not be able to ask all the questions that we want to right now.
Yeah.
But I understand that you guys have created a platform for Q&A.
Yeah.
Walk us through that. When is this and what time are we starting with this?
Yeah, so we have a Q&A session for our guests.
Mm.
That is tomorrow at 6:30 at Protea Hotel.
Okay.
Is it Festinov?
It's a Festinov.
Close to Nast. Yeah.
So the one just close to Nast.
Mm.
So it will be at 6:30 where we sort of want to unpack the entire rent to own to all our prospective clients,
mm-hmm.
and those that are perhaps interested to sort of understand what the rent to own is all about.
Mm.
But look, the essence of it is that I think right now is the best time for you to buy a house via the rent to own.
Yeah.
You and I have people, and some of us have been renting for over 10, 15 years without a possibility of one day owning that particular home.
Yeah. Mm.
And here you have this beautiful opportunity of the rent to own where you can lock in the price for a period of 5 years and be able to pay amounts that reduces that capital amount, you know, and subsequently you owning that particular home in a very short space of time.
Mm.
So why can't you come and get that information, you know?
So that is tomorrow evening.
Tomorrow evening.
Okay, yeah. Cool. So maybe just break it down for us as well. How does your company help customers build credit while they are participating in the renting to own program?
Okay. So that's a very brilliant question. So what happens with our system is that we understand the type of client that we are taking on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First of all, I did mention it's issues of affordability, it's issues around the credit, unhealthy credit records. And I'm telling you this, we have a problem of financial literacy.
Mm, absolutely.
People cannot take financial or cannot make financial decisions.
Mm.
They don't know what are good assets, what are bad assets, what are good debts, what are bad debts. They don't know that.
Mm.
You find certain pay slips where, you know, funeral covers are like almost 7. And they practically take up almost 40% of the person's income.
Mm.
I mean, why is that? And so one of the most critical aspects around credit enhancement or credit improving the credit of our client is that we will be providing financial literacy programs, okay, via our platforms,
mm-hmm.
obviously,
yeah.
where we will be talking around the issues around finance, budgeting, assets, savings, mm-hmm. you know, and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very, very crucial. To sort of in a long term, what you're going to have is that people will take better decisions as far as their finances are concerned, and obviously become, you know, improve their credit as well.
Absolutely.
Over time.
So I am sold.
Yeah.
I've heard Mr. Incentio.
Yeah.
And
where can you sign?
Where do we sign? Who do we call? Where are the offices?
Yes, exactly.
I don't even need to attend that meeting tomorrow. Just give me the number so I can call the sales consultant right now.
Mm.
Walk us through those details, Mr. Incentio.
Yeah,
so what we do have, we have our offices, our sales hub, right in Eros.
Mm-hmm.
Just behind Novel Ford's.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
This nice name is at the corner of Krusenberg.
Mm.
Yeah. So that name is very difficult. I normally say we are just behind.
Just Novel Ford. Novel Ford. Okay.
So, I mean, as soon as you drive in that particular street, you will see, because we are very heavy on branding, you will see Rent to Own, you will see Ongas Valley.
Okay.
You get in there. There are lovely salespeople waiting for you. We have banks also situated there. So there are two products. So those who can qualify for a normal mortgage, you can still come there and you get assisted.
Yeah.
And if you don't qualify, there is still the alternative housing finance for you, which is the rent-to-own model that awaits you there.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Please so maybe just get in touch with them as well. Their number is
0833-88-3388.
It's a real number.
Yeah.
0833-88-3388.
Yeah. All right, Mr. Incentio, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you. Ventuk is going to bombard you tomorrow at Protea Hotel at 6:30.
Yeah.
We will annoy you with the questions. Your whole team, actually.
Yeah.
Be ready. ready for that.
But also, I didn't hear the first one.
Yeah.
Says the person that came 30 minutes late, but you must still answer.
But you must still answer. So thank you so much for your time. And yeah. We really wish your team good health, because this is a blessing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Especially for our market, for our audience.
True.
Because, I mean, our parents have homes.
Yeah.
God bless them.
Yeah.
We don't.
We don't.
Mm. We don't. Yeah. And we need them.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
All right. All right. It's Mr. Nsesho Ferde. That's on Namibia's Heart and Soul. This conversation will be up on our website pretty soon. Yeah. But remember, tomorrow 6:30 at Pretoria Hotel. Let's continue with Chris Wayne. Love Me. 8:32. Why am I trying to take you back to bed? No. Let's move forward. Commercial, I believe.
Look at them. Look at them.